Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. Hold on. Just 1 second. Tommy's setting things up here. I should say Joe Strummer is going to be our special guest. It seems like we have him. Well, I just want to say, first things first, this is going to be pretty exciting. I know this is somebody who a lot of people consider a musical legend of our times, and I'm pretty proud to have him on the show. It's very exciting, and he was definitely one of the most influential musicians and highly regarded songwriters and singers and guitarists and leaders of an entire movement, which would be punk rock. And you know, obviously this band is a band that people around here on the station grew up on and consider to be one of the most legendary bands of all time. And in terms of critical acclaim, if that's something you look to for validation, Rolling Stone named London Calling the best album of the 80s. And obviously, this man was responsible as anybody for the greatness that was the band The Clash. And we are joined by the lead singer and rhythm guitarist of The Clash. Go ahead, buddy. Are you on the air with me?
Hey, Tom, it's Brett Haskins.
Okay.
How's it going?
Who's Brett Haskins?
Like you said, I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist of The Clash.
Okay. I thought Joe Strummer was the lead singer and rhythm guitarist of The Clash.
No, he might have been in the other Clash. There was a Clash, the Clash that is back now that you're talking with. Surely you remember a band in the early 70s called Rory and the Clash.
No.
I'm
shocked right now.
Well, we were based out of Newbridge. Rory DeMartini was the founder of Rory and the Clash. I joined the band in early 1972, and I was in from 72 to 76. Like I said, based out of Newbridge, but we played up and down the shore for years. We even played in Philly once.
Okay. Well, I've got to say, what's your name again?
Brett Haskins.
Brett, I am definitely confused here because I had spoken to a publicist about doing it on and a phoner with the lead singer and rhythm guitarist of The Clash.
That's me.
So I told people Joe Strummer was going to be on the show.
Was he in the English Clash?
Yeah, he was in the Clash that everybody knows as The Clash.
No. I think if you ask anyone over the age of 45 who was at the blues clubs back in the 70s, they'll tell you who The Clash is and was. And that is Rory and The Clash.
So I've never heard of Rory and The Clash. Oh. I've got to say, I feel vaguely duped here.
Well, look,
I mean, your publicist, your publicist said this was going to be, and it's just that this was from do you want somebody from the Clash on, you know, the band? Yeah, it was like it turned the world on its ear with social commentary.
That was us. Did you ever hear our single that came out in 73 called Blues Patrol?
I've never heard anything about this other Clash.
What about Mary Lou, the B-side?
No, I honestly have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, this is...
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the band The Clash that was on, like, a major label. And
Well, we put our own record out back then on Blues Patrol Records. Well, you know, I actually own the name The Clash in the state of New Jersey.
How do you own the name The Clash?
Well, because we put out that single in 1973. That proves that we were The Clash before the band from the 80s called The Clash.
Yeah, the band from the 80s called The Clash.
Well,
I mean, you have to understand how disappointing this kind of thing is for people who, you know, I mean, for me.
Well, I mean, you're actually talking to a blues legend.
You're a blues legend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, I know blues music also. I've never heard of Rory and the Clash.
You've never heard of Rory DeMartini?
No, never.
That man was like a father to me. He took me to my first Slowhand concert.
Your first what concert?
Slowhand.
Oh, Clapton.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's a sad thing about Rory that he can't actually be here right now.
What happened with Rory?
He's actually in the witness relocation program.
Well, so the guy who was in the band with you is now in the witness relocation
program.
Oh,
please. The guy who formed the band, he was The Clash.
Rory DeMartini.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So he actually had the misfortune of being present when a heavy mob hit went down.
Okay.
In the mid-90s, and he saw one of these mob guys basically just slice another guy to pieces.
Okay. What, in the back room of a club or something?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So he's elsewhere right now. I believe he's actually living in a town called Rudsdale, Oregon or something. It's a really small town under the name of, like, Dan Phelps, I believe, is what he's going under now.
So you just... I mean,
oh, wait.
Yeah, wait. I think that's pretty bad what you just did.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, you just said the guy lived in a small town in Oregon, and you gave the name.
Well, I didn't say Oregon, did I? No, I didn't mean Oregon at all.
Well, you look.
No, I think it's Idaho.
Okay.
Anyway, getting back to the band.
Uh-huh.
We were awesome. You know, we're actually back now. We had our first show this past weekend.
The Clash are back.
Yep.
Now, are you billed? Like, if I'm going to see Rory and the Clash, I mean, do I...
No, it's not Rory and the Clash. Rory's name is no longer in the bill, so it's just the Clash.
So you guys actually play shows as the Clash?
Hey, the first show sold out in 5 minutes.
I'm sure it did. Where was it?
A club called Chasers in Tribridge.
Uh-huh. That must have gone over spectacular. Dave, can I ask, can you look on the computer and see if you can find anything about, I just want to see what people thought about this show.
Yeah, I haven't seen press for the show yet, but I'm sure it's going to be sparkling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, you have to understand, though, that this is a vague... If you're just going to bill yourselves as The Clash now, people...
Well, that's what we are, legally.
Okay, you legally are The Clash. In what capacity? You are allowed to...
We're allowed to perform around the entire Garden State as The Clash. I'm not sure what's going to happen recording-wise. We have a record coming out soon called Back Into Combat.
Back Into Combat.
Yeah.
Now, what you, which this actually leads to a point I'd love to find more about. If you are The Clash
right now,
The Clash, there's no mention that it's not the Clash that pretty much everyone would know.
Now, I
Now you're I would,
yes, go ahead.
You're going to play around as the Clash.
We are, yes.
Yeah, and you don't see that there should be, that some people could consider that a vague ripoff?
Not at all. I mean, unfortunately, there are a lot of people that only know of, you know, the band that was in the 80s called The Clash. And I'll tell you, when I heard that there was a band called The Clash in 1983, I was livid. I mean, these guys were sullying the name of The Clash, and I was furious. I mean, you ask anyone, like I said, over the age of 45 who The Clash is in New Jersey, and they'll tell you it's the premier blues rock band in the state.
Yeah, and... okay, so anyone over 45, I would even doubt that at this point, though.
Well, anyway, those guys, the English band,
yeah,
they use the name and they made a little bit of noise, but yeah, you know, but their time's over. We're back.
So you're back now. So you guys
the
consider...
The original Clash is back.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, we actually do a couple of their songs.
Uh-huh. You actually do a couple of their songs?
Yeah, we do a few of them.
But you claim to have nothing in common with them.
Well, you know, I mean, truth be told, you know, a lot, like you said, a lot of young kids, and this is the crime of the century, as far as I'm concerned, they've never heard of Rory. So yeah, we do have to play a couple of the other Clash's songs just to get their attention. I mean, it's like putting medicine in candy to get the kids to have the medicine. I mean, you know, we got to school the kids in the blues rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so you take this as like an educational experience?
Yes, like we we come out and we'll play "Should You Stay or Go," and then we'll hit them with "Daddy's Walkin' Blues."
So you play "Should You Stay or Go,"
right?
And then you'll do that. So what Clash songs can we look for from The Clash?
Brand New Cadillac, I Thought the Law, Would You Stand By Me, and Should You Stay or Go.
It sounds like you...
We also do a lot of other covers, too.
Sure, like what covers?
Well, we do songs by Stevie Ray, B.B. King, some early Stones, some of the more bluesy Phil Collins numbers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those bluesy Phil Collins numbers.
Yeah. But we got a ton of originals, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, what's your best original cut?
Well, there's a song that I wrote with our harmonica player, Dell, in mind. He just had a kid, and it's called New Daddy Blues. We got one called Jenny Lynn, Still Rockin' the Casbah, Boogie Boy, Going Down to the Crossroads. We got a new one called London Still Burning with Blues.
So, this is... You're kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth here, Brett. You're claiming that you're disgraced by... You feel that the Clash that everyone knows was a disgrace.
Well, they stunk.
Well, I guess they didn't stink enough for you not to name... for you not to be threading through... What was that record called? Still Rockin' the Casbah.
Right.
So you see nothing wrong with cashing in on elements of the Clash.
Well, I mean, you could say it's also like cashing in on Rockin' in the Free World by Neil Young, because it's got the word rockin' in it.
Well, you're not calling yourself, you're not billing yourself Neil Young.
No.
But you're calling yourself The Clash.
That's what we are.
But so why are you playing songs by the band The Clash that you claim you have nothing but disdain for?
Well, like I said, you know, some of the kids want to, God knows why, want to hear that stuff. I mean... You know,
so you're just trying to make them happy.
Exactly. It's just about pleasing the fans and then turning them on to the blues.
So why are you holding on to the name The Clash then so passionately, since it's been redefined, obviously, to mean something else entirely?
Oh, I don't. I disagree completely.
Oh, please explain this. How can you tell me that the name The Clash means anything other than... The four British guys playing...
Well, Tom, if you saw that show the other night, you would agree.
Mm-hmm.
It would make everything clear.
Well, let me just say, I am joined by... I'm joined by Brett, is it? Brett Haskins?
Brett Haskins.
Yeah, I'm joined by Brett Haskins, who is the guitarist and singer for a band, The Clash, which are not, I was told everybody I was going to have on the rhythm guitarist and lead singer of The Clash. So obviously, I assumed I was going to have on Joe Strummer, which apparently is not the case. This is a guy who claims that based on some loophole, I guess is what you'd best call it, to still own the name The Clash from before the British punk band even came about.
Way before.
Way before. But you're saying that music stunk.
Yeah.
You think that the Clash stunk.
I mean, what I've heard, yeah. I mean, it's just kind
what,
of...
What have you heard, by the way, if you don't mind?
You know, I've heard those songs that we cover. My son burned me a CD off the internet of some of their songs, you know. There's no blues to it. It stinks. It's like noise.
Well, there is no blues to it. I mean, they're not a blues band.
Well,
I mean, so you don't even you didn't even see fit to go research this band, The Clash. Has the original band, the actual Clash, the original Clash, been in touch with you guys to like tell you not to do this or?
Donna got an email or something from someone with a crazy name, like Cosmo or something.
Uh-huh. Their manager.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know.
Old manager.
But we got it in our corner. We've been around before, and
Uh-huh. Now, how does this work in an illegal capacity?
I'm not sure how it'll work with the record, you know,
yeah.
When we put out Back into Combat, which is coming out soon. And I should mention that it's produced by Martin Schultz, who I'm sure you know of.
Who's Martin Schultz?
Well, he was the bass player in Teaser, which, of course, was John Cafferty's first band.
Oh, okay, so he was in I can't believe I didn't know Teaser.
Yeah.
Now, what was the name of your record again? Back into Combat?
Back into Combat, yeah.
See, now you have to admit, you're playing a game where you're pretty much duping people into thinking this is The Clash.
Well, I don't see how you... What I mean by combat is blues combat, hand-to-hand blues... Blues Warfare.
Blues Warfare, which is something that everyone goes on about. So you're doing Still Rockin' the Casbah.
Still Rockin' the Casbah, Jenny Lynn.
Back into Combat.
Right.
Did you say something about London?
London Still Burning with Blues, yes.
Uh-huh. Now, what would make you write a song like that?
It just came to me.
Have you been to England?
No, I've never been overseas.
Mm-hmm. But you saw nothing wrong with playing with... Obviously, you're playing with British imagery now because you're...
We do play behind in front of a Union Jack, yes.
So you play your blues music in front of a Union Jack.
Well, that's where the blues rock, in its truest sense, was birthed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have to say, I'm very exasperated by this because it feels like... It just feels like a complete hoodwinking.
Well, all I can say is, if you saw us play the other night, you'd be so impressed. I mean, I'm sure it's not at all like seeing the other Clash back in their time,
mm-hmm.
which I've heard was just dreadful.
Okay, well, Dave, did you find anything?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you print it out for me?
Sure.
Thanks. So we actually might have some press on you guys or something. Dave's.
So, did you ever see the Clash, the other Clash back then?
I never saw them live.
Yeah.
But I guess I could see myself having been duped into seeing this Clash.
Yeah. See, I never saw them. You know why?
Why?
Because I was rocking myself five nights a week.
Uh huh.
In the early '80s, and I was in a band called Blues Express back then.
Blues Express.
Yeah, we did Slow Hand, T-Birds, Robin Trower. So I didn't really get to hear any of their stuff back then. But I'll tell you what.
What's that?
If you were in a band back then and you had short hair,
yeah,
that meant that you were pitching for the other team, if you know what I mean.
Why don't you explain that?
Well, you know, we didn't really think too highly of those punk bands like The Police or Men at Work or Eddie Grant.
Yeah, those punk bands, they were pretty outrageous, huh? You know, I guess a lot of people wouldn't exactly consider the Police to be punk rock.
Well, they were.
I guess, so I guess you can take it upon yourself to define punk. How about if I define blues a certain way? Well, I guess all bets are off since The Clash are now a blues band.
See, it sounds like you got an axe to grind with me. I just don't get it.
I think it's a complete ripoff what you're doing.
I don't think so at all.
You don't think it's a ripoff?
You tell that to the 500 people that were waiting outside of our show the other night, you know, from the early morning.
Uh-huh. Is that the show in Tribridge?
Exactly.
Chasers?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Dave just handed me a review of it.
Well, you got press already. Great, great.
From the New Jersey Music Connection.
I'll tell Donna to look for this and we can put it in our press kit.
Here, I'm going to read a little bit of this, great. Okay? You want to hear a little bit of your exciting press?
I'd love to.
Tribridge, New Jersey Club Chasers should be taken to court for last night's Return of the Clash show. There have been rumors that The Clash, Joe Strummer, Mick Jones, Paul Simonon, and Topper Hedden, would be, which that's The Clash that everybody knows. There's rumor that they would be reuniting since the 90s, but they have come to naught. So you can imagine how excited New Jersey Clash fans were when it was announced that the band's classic lineup. So you build this as a classic lineup.
Well, sure.
The classic lineup of The Clash.
Well, that was fudged a little bit. I'm the only original guy from Rory and The Clash, yeah?
True. So that was a lie.
So sue me.
So you think that everybody would be mad saying, hey, I came here to see The Clash, and I'm mad because, sure, there's Brett Haskins, but I don't even know what the name of someone from Rory and The Clash would be.
Well, they got Jake Phelps on guitar.
Okay.
Mike Barnett on bass.
Mm-hmm.
Dale Givens, like I mentioned, he's on harp. Carol Gonzanelli, she's on keyboards. And Fred Lorenzo is laying it down on the drums. And myself.
So you think that somebody's going to come and say, hey, who's Fred Lorenzo? He wasn't in the original Rory and The Clash. You think that's what people are going to be mad about?
Hey, nobody was mad. People were getting off on that show.
Uh-huh.
Read on.
Yeah, please. Okay, so you can imagine how excited New Jersey Clash fans were when it was announced the band's classic lineup, which played its last show in May of 1982, would be kicking off its Back into Combat tour right here in New Jersey.
That's
so
right.
you build this as a tour.
We got tons of shows coming up all throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. It only took a handful of posters, complete with the Jagged logo from the band's first album. So you actually took the logo off the actual The Clash that you hate so much. You saw no reason not to use their logo.
We didn't use their logo. I could see where someone, if they saw it from, I don't know, more than, you know, 2 feet away, they would think that. But if you look real close, our logo was way more rounded. It wasn't really that jagged.
Oh, so you just now are splitting hairs, though.
No. Uh-huh. Read on.
So, absolutely. So I'm sorry, sir. So the handful of posters complete with the jagged logo from the band's first album hung up around town to ensure an instant sellout. Kids started lining up around Chasers at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yes, they did.
In an effort to guarantee the best possible spot.
Yes, they did.
By 11 p.m., after an interminable set by Bay Ridge Rockers, the Party Patrol, the house lights came down. The familiar sounds of Tennessee Ernie Ford's 16 Tons, the band's intro music on the London Calling Tour, filled the club as the band took the stage in total darkness. This is just insane. I can see, There was a moment of absolute ecstasy as the first notes of the band's cover of Vince Taylor's Brand New Cadillac were laid into. this is the most corrupt thing I've ever heard in my life. You should just be ashamed of yourself that you would ever do something this corrupt. You actually are opposing as another band going on stage doing the songs by someone else. I mean, you're doing the cover that... Hello?
It was great.
You're doing a strategic Clash cover, right?
That's an old song.
Yeah, it's an old song. Oh, so it's not a Clash.
Uh-huh. They happen to do it, and so do we.
But when the stage lights came up, I'm back in the article now, Ecstasy turned to shock. Oh, boy, there's a shock.
People couldn't believe how good it was.
You could feel the wheels turning inside the heads of all 500 rabid Clash fans. This is killing me. I mean, who could not have seen it going this way? But you're going to tell us that this is just a positive show, that everybody just loved what they saw. You could feel the wheels turning inside the heads of all 500 rabid Clash fans as we asked ourselves the following questions. Now, the writer has taken it upon themselves. That's upon himself to list these questions.
Okay.
Since when did the Clash have six members? And is it possible they've aged so horribly?
Oh, that's low.
So I can just imagine what you look like, bro.
Well, you know, it's funny that I mentioned that thing about guys having short hair back then and thinking they were fruity. Well, joke's on me. I don't have any hair anymore.
So, yeah, so I guess that's...
Yeah.
I'm sure. Can I take a guess, though, now, Brett? I'm going to go out on a limb now.
Okay.
Do you have a beard?
I do.
Is it long?
It's longish.
Is it bushy?
It's a little bushy.
Is it ill-kept?
I wouldn't say that. It's certainly not trim.
Mm-hmm. Are you fat?
Define fat.
Are you over 300 pounds?
No.
Are you over 280 pounds?
Yes.
Okay. Here's another... Okay, here's... Let's get back to this article. Since when did the Clash have a female keyboardist? So that's you Carol. Have a female keyboardist in the group.
That's Carol. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
She used to play at the Ramada.
I'm sure she did.
In East Orange. Uh-huh.
And did she play at the Ramada under the name, like, the Stranglers or the Sex Pistols?
What does that mean?
Well, those are other punk bands that would probably...
Yeah, like I said, we didn't listen to that garbage.
Mm-hmm. Since when did the Clash have a beret-wearing harmonica player?
That's Bill.
Were they always this fat, which actually I just asked you, and... So the writer asked if you were always this fat.
Well,
if the Clash were always
this
fat. You know,
time goes on and, things fall. My gut being one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what else should fall?
What?
Your ability to play around New Jersey as the Clash.
Well, that's one man's opinion. Go on. I'll hear
okay,
more.
Okay, I'll please. As the band launched into what appeared to be a new song, apparently titled Down and Dirty,
yeah.
The most important question of all was asked. You ready for this?
I imagine it's something like, where can I buy this song?
Who do I see about getting my money back?
What? This person's got an agenda.
Yes, folks, there is a band calling themselves The Clash out there. They are not The Clash, though. If you like The Clash, the only band that matters, don't go see this monstrosity. But if you do like ham-fisted blues rock, sung by a bearded pot-bellied man in his late 60s, are you in your 60s?
See, I take offense with that because I'm only 50 years old.
Well, if you like ham-fisted blues rock, sung by a bearded pot-bellied man in his late 60s, then go see these imposters.
Late 60s, see, that's... This person needed to get their eyes checked and ears because people love that show.
So at that show,
yeah.
Were people mad? Were people storming around? Here's a question for you. How many people
right.
were in the club after you, after 15 minutes of the set?
Probably... There were still a lot, I must say. They weren't actually facing the direction of the stage, but there were probably about 400 still left, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, hey, here's an email. Jason sending in an email. He says, about time someone remembered this Clash.
That's right.
The only band in New Jersey that matters. Well, I would love to know how many people did ask for their money back. From this show.
Well, honesty, a lot did. But the reason...
Well, out of the 500, give me a ballpark figure. How many people asked for a refund?
It was about 500. But the reason being was apparently that they were going to begin some heavy construction road work on the highway right by the club, and it was going to start about halfway into our set, so everyone needed to get on the highway to get home so they wouldn't get stuck in traffic.
Oh, that sounds pretty, that sounds like what it was. It had nothing to do with the fact that you were up there playing, mm-hmm. this band of six people trying to pass themselves off, obviously trying to pass. So you go on stage to 16 Tons.
A great song, yeah.
Yeah, and who came up with the idea for you to go on stage to that?
That was actually my idea.
And where did you get that idea?
I don't know, it just came to me.
It just came to you.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with that was the music that the actual British band, The Clash, walked out on stage to.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that, no.
I should say you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. I am joined on the phone by Britt. Is it Britt or Brett?
It's Brett Haskins.
Brett Haskins, who is the lead singer and guitarist of a band, The Clash, but not The Clash that you think, everybody.
Don't put words into their mouths. Maybe uh-huh. they do think that it is the original Clash.
Hey, you know what? They're welcome to call up 201-200-9368. I'd love to hear if people are into this. Maybe I'm in the minority on this one.
You know what I'd love to do?
What?
Talk about what's in the future for the Clash.
Okay.
Well, like I said, we got the Back Into Combat album coming out.
Okay, Back Into Combat is coming out.
Yeah, hoping to get some T-shirts made up soon.
Okay.
And,
Like, what would these T-shirts look like?
Do you have any? They'd probably be, army fatigue, you know, olive drab, and, you know, say The Clash, probably have, like, a star on it or something. Maybe almost in, like, the, like it's some sort of military writing, you know, like, almost like a medal, you know, that you would get in the service, that sort of thing.
And what gave you this idea?
Oh, it just came to me.
It just came to you.
Well, it kind of goes with the whole Back Into Combat.
And where did you get that idea from?
I was just thinking, you know, how the blues rock is not really what it used to be, and we need to go and slug it out with, whoever's making records now and bring blues rock back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're also hoping to get on some of these Robert Cray dates.
Okay, Robert, when is Robert Cray playing?
He's actually going to be playing some shows in the down in Delaware and Harrisburg, PA. But, you know, it all hinges on whether or not I can get off work.
Oh, I hope is that you...
I hope I can.
Well, I hope you play these shows because then hopefully you can get arrested.
What does that mean?
Because you're playing out as The Clash?
Well, yeah.
Well, didn't you say you can only do it in New Jersey?
Well, by then I think everything will be straightened out. My brother is a lawyer, and he's on the case, so it shouldn't be long before we're known nationwide as The Clash. And our big dream is to get on this a nationwide country fair circuit.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
Wow, that would be some dream.
Also for your listeners who want to check it out. My son wanted me to give you the it's the web address of the official Clash site that's going to be up in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Now I don't have a computer, so I don't really know what all this gobbledygook is here, but I'll give it a shot. Okay.
Okay.
HTTP colon line line www.geocities.com/rhaskins/clashattack/1278/bluespower/8.cl sh/combat.html.
Wow. So yeah. you literally have done as much of an attempt to associate yourselves
right.
with tricking people into thinking.
Not at all. Not at all. And the big...
That is impressive.
Well, you know about the political music that the Clash was known for back in my day. Well, we're back doing it again. We got some heavy numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We got one called These Colors Don't Run.
These Colors Don't Run.
Yeah.
And what is that? That is obviously a patriotic tune.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you know that song called, that old song from back in my day, Telegram Sam?
Yeah, the T-Rex song, right?
Yeah, we have a new version of it that we just did, and we recorded it. It's really great.
How's that go?
Taliban Sam.
Taliban Sam.
Yeah. We're trying to get it on Opie and Anthony.
Okay, you're trying to get it on Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can you help me out with that?
Probably not. I can tell you, though, that somebody is calling.
Okay.
They want to talk to... FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, is this guy joking? I mean, come on. If I went to a show to go, I'm a fan of The Clash. If I went to go see The Clash and I saw these guys, I would definitely want my money back.
Wouldn't you be mad?
I would be pissed.
You wouldn't because you'd be in Blues Paradise.
Can't these guys get sued for copyright infringement?
No, like I said, we own it. We own the name so far in New Jersey because we had a record out in New Jersey before the English band from the 80s did.
But still, you're kind of still, like, riding them. You should maybe just change your name out of respect since they're, like, you know, like, you may have seniority, but they have, you know, they have that name. They are The Clash. You guys are just some guys back in the day called The Clash. Maybe you should name your band The Clash in New Jersey or something.
No, I'd rather not because they got these shirts already on the way, and I don't want to have to press up more.
Come on, man. You got shirts on the way.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just looking to make a buck. I thought music's all about making music, not making money.
Hey, it is. I mean, and we're doing both, fortunately. You know, we got...
Absolutely. But come on, man. How pissed would you be if you, like, went to go see the Grateful Dead and it was, a freaking stupid death metal band or something?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'd go into it with an open mind.
Hey, here's one. Put this, Brett. Think about this. I'm going in to go see somebody billed as B.B. King, right?
The master, yes.
And all of a sudden I walk in and all of a sudden I hear, ladies and gentlemen, over the PA I hear, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only B.B. King will be out on the stage shortly.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you hear just even like a teaser, just like you guys do. You hear, like, the strains of, like, The Thrill Is Gone or some horrible blues song.
Horrible. What?
And then, who comes out on stage? Who comes out on stage but a punk band comes out? And they play just a straight of punk.
Have you guys ever been mocked by the audience?
Well, like, we've only done that one show so far, and I wouldn't say we were mauled. I mean, like I said, by 15 minutes in, there were still 400 people, but they were facing the other direction. There was a little bit of a log jam, I guess, because, like I said, there was construction going on.
That, okay. That guy's phone is...
See, it sounds like he's on that, and he's near that construction, too.
201-200-9368 is the number. I've got Brett Haskin.
Let me tell you about our other song.
Okay, from The Clash, or, you know, apparently legally... They are The Clash in New Jersey now.
That's right.
So please, go ahead. Tell us what the future of The Clash holds for all of us.
This is probably the greatest song you'll ever hear. It's got everything.
Okay.
Okay? Do you know that song, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover?
Yeah.
This song is called 50 Ways to Kill Bin Laden.
All right. How does that go?
You just chop off his head, Fred. Stab him in the back, Jack. Tear off his toes, Joe. Da-da-da-da, just listen to me. Do you love it?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Wait till it comes out. It's going to be great. That's probably going to be the lead-off track on the album after Back Into Combat.
Uh-huh. And what, do you have a title for that record yet?
Jeez.
Hey, maybe you want to call that one Sandinista 2.
I don't know what that means, but I was thinking about having it... New Jersey calling or something like that.
New Jersey?
Yeah, it's like a wake-up call to America to show them what's going on in our state.
And how did that title, New Jersey Calling, let me guess, it came to you?
Yeah, it did, actually.
It just came to you?
Yes.
Oh.
Either that or Dell was toying with a title called something like More Rope.
More Rope,
yeah.
Dell. Well, so you, Dell is probably checking out Amazon.com to see the titles of Clash albums. Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself.
No, well, it looks like I'm not going to convince you of anything.
Well,
so
it looks like you're not. I have one other person who wants to ask you a question.
All right.
FMU, you're on the air.
Oh, it's me again. Well, what's up? It's Aaron. I don't know what happened.
Your
you
phone? Yeah.
All right, man. You guys have a good night.
All right.
Peace.
Great. Thanks for calling for that, I guess.
Come to a show. We're doing a show on next Saturday. We got our whatever Father's Day is. I'm not even sure what day it is. It's a Sunday, I guess.
Yeah.
At the Memorial Park Band Shell in East Rutherford.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be an awesome bill. It's going to be us and the Nerds are going to be playing also.
Wow. So
and we got a thing we're doing, which is great. You can bring in your old
And if they actually are worried that their record collection is too good, right? They can take in like their copy of Give Them Enough Rope or London Calling and have it switched for Back Into Combat.
Yep.
Which is a lousy album.
You've never heard it, and I think once you hear the strains of New Daddy Blues, you will have a different tune. And what we're also going to do, and this is exciting, we're going to have a big bonfire where we're going to burn all the bad Clash's CDs.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have a bonfire. That's just counting on you getting anyone to show up to see your horrible band.
Oh, you...
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this right now. No one should see this band. Unless
well,
they feel like getting ripped off.
See, I'm going to sue you now because you're being real derogatory and you're trying to deprive me of making a living.
Well, so you have no problem with depriving people of their hard-earned money when they show up and just get hoodwinked by you.
Oh, they're not hoodwinked at all. They're excited to hear to be exposed to the blues.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Can I tell you something? This might hurt your feelings. That I can't even believe you don't even understand this. That line you saw when you were playing your stupid show and you saw everyone's backs. I didn't even want to tell you this until you threatened to sue me. They were leaving the club.
If they were leaving, like I said, it's because they wanted to beat that construction that was going up.
No, they probably just wanted to beat the horrible sound that they were hearing of... what's that song? New Daddy Blues.
New Daddy Blues, or I think by that point we might have been into Still Rockin' the Casbah.
By the point you played that?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Ted Steele.
Hey, Ted, I call back in an hour. We're going to do a Smash or Trash for
you.
Yeah,
I know, but I just got something to say to this guy.
What's that?
I don't know, man. It's a little bit of blasphemy here. I mean, the Clash is one of the most important bands of the late 70s, early 80s, as the crossover is concerned from
American
music and the British punk movement.
Blasphemy.
I'm a little bit upset.
I mean, he's not thanking you.
Well, he just said that we were the best, most influential band, and I appreciate that.
That's not what you were saying.
I think you're more like the ass.
Nice.
Hey, well, you know, there goes that lawsuit again. I guess that's going to be a new part of the lawsuit. You're going to, you know, you're cursing at me over the phone. So,
see?
I'll just
sue everybody when there's a problem.
Well, that's what I do. And you will be on the receiving end of a... of some forms in the next few days, so be on the lookout for those.
Who will?
You will.
Me? Me.
And your station. I'll probably get the whole station shut down.
I think we need a boxing tournament where you bring Ted Steele and this loser in, and we do it. We settle it the old-fashioned way.
Because Ted Steele actually is in a band called the Ted Steele Band.
I love the name.
So would you be willing, Britt or Brett, to square off against Ted Steele?
What are your dimensions there, son?
I'm about 6'5", 270.
Oh, boy. What kind of... Are we talking boxing or some sort of arm wrestling? Because I'm good at that.
So you're good at boxing?
No. I'm good at arm wrestling or...
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone?
He just hung up on you.
Let's work on this, although I sincerely doubt that you'll be back on the air next week at this time. So, whoever takes over for you will have to set this up, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what I can assume is that hopefully... I know someone at Epic Records. I'm going to... Well, Epic, they used to be at Epic. I guess Epic is part of something else now. I'm going to contact them. Or maybe I'm wrong on that. Is Epic? I think I'm thinking of Sire.
Yeah, we'd love to get a deal. Thank you.
No, I'm not going to get you signed. I'm going to get you shut down.
What? What? Why?
Because you guys are a complete travesty. You're ripping people off left and right.
Well, we'll just have to agree to disagree on that. But we'll see whose career is thriving in 6 months. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, when you're playing New Daddy Blues in jail, then we'll see who gets the last laugh.
I think you'll be the guy in jail.
What was that last thing I just heard? Was that a possible burp?
Yeah, I just took a swig.
Wow, you just took a swig.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you should also take a look in the mirror and realize you're just a complete criminal.
Well, all I can say is wait till we send you a copy of Back into Combat, and I will guarantee you, I'll bet you $100. Okay, here's the bet. $100, at least 5 tracks from Back into Combat are in regular rotation in 2 weeks on your station.
At this station, after you said 5 tracks.
Yep.
Here's a bet I'll make you.
We're going 5 deep.
Five people are going to go 5 cuts deep into the record. Here's a bet I'll make you.
Okay.
I'll bet you $50,000 your band within 6 months is completely, you are legally forced to disband.
Let's make it $40,000, okay?
$40,000 is fine.
That's a little more manageable for me, and you are on.
Well, you're on, Brett.
Okay.
Well, and I want to say to anybody listening to this, if you see that The Clash are playing a club in the area, by all means, do not attend the show because you are about to get hoodwinked.
Actually, we're hoping to get a show, I think, 3 Tuesdays from now at Scandals, which is in Carteret.
So you're hoping for that show. Boy, if you cross your fingers, maybe it'll happen.
It's going to be big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, Brett, it has been horrifying. You and your publicist completely hoodwinked me into getting you on the air to promote your lousy band.
I don't think so. Look, I'll talk to you in a few months, I guess, okay? And
we'll square off on that bet.
Try not to take it too hard.
Try not to take what too hard?
Your loss.
What loss?
The bet you're going to lose.
Oh, the bet I'm going to lose is $40,000.
Yep.
Hey, try not to take it too hard when you get thrown into jail.
Well, we'll see who's standing tall.
And you know what? Maybe one of these shows you'll actually get someone who doesn't ask for their money back. I mean, is that something you've thought about? Maybe like a no money back policy?
That is actually our new policy, yes.
So if I buy a ticket for the show,
right,
no refunds.
That's exactly right, yes.
Oh, that's charming.
Yeah. And it'll be posted... somewhere in the club, yes.
So it's in the club after I've already entered and can't get my money back.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you got to be fair about this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I could see why you wouldn't want to be fair about it. Oh, you know what? How dare you? That's all I say to you.
Okay.
How dare you? Hey, we have something on the show called The Enemies of Tom, right?
Right.
I am putting you in the ranks of the enemies of Tom.
Me? Why? Why?
Because you're a crook.
No, I'm not.
Sure you are.
Well...
Brett Haskins, you are an enemy of Tom.
Well, screw you, because you're an enemy of the blues.
I mean, well, I guess, well, okay, you got me. I'm an enemy of the blues.
Yes, you are.
Well, you're an enemy of Tom.
Well,
goodbye.
You can go die then, okay?
Oh, well, you know what? Right back at you, lardass.
Well, don't be surprised if you get murdered.
Right back at you, lardass. Oh, young, and he hangs up. You can go die. Like I said, it's not the show. till someone threatens to kill me.
Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.